two fishing closures lifted in the Jackson region, and bear spray giveaways and training events to be aware of next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish has lifted the voluntary afternoon fishing closure for the Snake River and Flat Creek effective immediately. Game and Fish staff have continuously monitored stream conditions since the closures were announced. Recent cooler weather has moderated water temperatures across the Jackson region, and forecasts indicate a continuing cooling trend, eliminating the immediate stress on local trout populations. Jackson Region Fisheries Supervisor Darren Ray says thanks to recent cooler weather, afternoon stream temperatures have dropped back down to levels safer for trout and catch-and-release fishing. He says we deeply appreciate the angling community's cooperation in protecting these natural resources during the summer heat. Anglers are reminded to carry a pocket stream thermometer. If stream temperatures begin approaching 70 degrees Fahrenheit, they should pause catch and release fishing for the day, minimize fight time to prevent fish exhaustion, keep fish submerged in the water while removing hooks, ideally using barbless hooks. Well, bear spray giveaways and training events will be taking place throughout northwest Wyoming in early September. The events help raise awareness and provide important information about safety while recreating in bear country. The Wyoming Game and Fish has partnered with Safari Club International Foundation, Defend Outdoors, American Bear Foundation, and the Shoshone National Forest to provide free bear spray and training to members of the public. With bear spray purchased by Safari Club International Foundation and inert training spray provided by Defend Outdoors. Game and Fish BearWise Wyoming Coordinator Mark Otten says these partnerships events are a great opportunity for the public to gain experience and become proficient in using bear spray. Training events will take place at the following locations: in Jackson, September 5th at 10 a.m. at the National Elk Refuge and Greater Yellowstone Visitor Center, in Pinedale, September 6th at 2 p.m. at the Game and Fish Regional Office, and on September 13th in Cody at 2 p.m. at the Game and Fish Regional Office there. Quantities of bear spray are limited to 100 cans of bear spray at each event and will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants will also receive training on how to use bear spray with RoboBear, a remote-controlled mock-charging bear that simulates a sudden encounter situation. Both Game and Fish and USDA Forest Service biologists will be on site to discuss bear ecology and conservation and promote BearWise Wyoming guidelines. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.